I am 36 years old, and I have never in my life had a girlfriend. I'm a virgin. I've never been kissed, never kissed a girl. I've had a couple close calls, which were actually somewhat recently. Well, with the same woman, but that was pretty much a fluke, and it's not gonna happen again. The other thing about this too, I'm 36 years old. As it stands right now, I'm unemployed. So I'm 36 years old. Never even kissed a girl. Unemployed. And I talk about this all the time on this channel, but I have a master's degree in computer science. So like I'm unemployed, but I shouldn't be unemployable, but I've applied to lots of jobs and I don't it's not happening for me, and that's pretty much the same as how it is in my love life, It's I've tried over the years, it's been I pretty much for the most part have like given up. For a while now, pretty much given up. But over the years, I tried a lot of different things. And just never worked out for me. And this might be a somewhat unique amongst people that are in the same position as me, men over the age of 30s that are still never had a girlfriend, still a virgin. When I was younger, for I think when I was in like 11th, 12th grade, I was actually, a pretty good looking kid. I was a pretty good looking guy. And I had a few cases where it was pretty much like there was a few times where girls actually pretty much threw themselves at me. They made their intentions obvious. They made it obvious that they were attracted to me. It happened a few times, and the story of my life basically, I've just never been able to capitalize on it because I am extremely shy. And now you could say, I guess I have social anxiety disorder. I've never been like officially diagnosed, but yeah, I've got it. I've got social anxiety disorder. I have, which is really just another way of saying I'm shy. So anytime I've had any kind of opportunity, I've never been able to capitalize on it. And I've been this way, this crippling social anxiety, high inhibition, it's another way of saying it. Some people are low inhibition, which means, they're able to just say whatever pops into their head. They're able to just go out and hit on girls at the supermarket or whatever grocery store. I don't know why I called it a supermarket. But me, I'm not low inhibition. I'm high inhibition. So for me, it's just not something that I've ever been able to do. I actually did try to I tried to hit on a girl at Target one time, and this was years ago. I can't even remember. I was in my early 20s, I think. And, you know, I got rejected. It is what it is. And that's the only time I ever had the courage to try that. And it didn't work out. And, you know, throughout my late teenage years, my early 20s, through my, even up to like my mid-20s, at that time, I still felt like I have a little bit of hope, you know. Like, I still kind of felt like, you know, I'm just a late bloomer. It hasn't happened for me yet. But surely, surely, if I just keep putting myself out there, if I just, you know, work on myself, if I focus on... Such a fucking cope, man. Because everybody's always talking about focus on yourself, you know. Just focus on yourself and improve yourself, improve your own life, and then you'll naturally build up that self-confidence that you need to put yourself out there, you know. And it's like a four-step program, right? The classic format. Step one, work on yourself. Step two, put yourself out there. Step three, step four, profit. You know, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. Because I worked on myself. I spent a lot of time working on myself. I mean, I have a bachelor's degree in engineering. I worked as an engineer. I moved away from where I'm from to one of the largest cities in the United States, right? A city where there should be, and there is, you know, there is a lot of single women there, but they never wanted anything to do with me because I tried while I was there and, you know, I had a good job. I wasn't making six figures or anything. And, you know, this was a while ago. This was seven, 8 years ago, whenever I quit that job. So probably about 10 years ago when I started that job. And I wasn't making six figures, but I wasn't too far away from it either. You know, and that was pretty good money at that time. I was living in like a medium to high cost of living area. So, you know, either way, all I'm saying is I focused on myself. I did improve my situation. You know, I brought myself to a higher income bracket. I worked on my physical self as well. I gym-maxed, as they say. I got jacked. I got shredded. And I mean, even today, I'm like, physically, I'm not gonna take my shirt off, but I don't look bad with my shirt off. In fact, if I took a picture of myself with my shirt off, with my face blurred out, then I look like an attractive guy. You know, so I did everything you're supposed to do. And it never worked out for me. So, what can you do at that point? I did everything that I followed every piece of advice that's ever been given about how to find a girlfriend. And frankly, you know, yes, I want and always have wanted a girlfriend. You know, a woman that eventually I could start a family with, hopefully. But frankly speaking, I would have also liked to just get laid. But that never happened. So, and you know, it's maybe it's my face a little bit. It's a mixture of my personality and my face. I know I'm not the most hideous man that's ever lived. I'm not a good-looking guy by any means. But I'm also not, you know, I am ugly, but not like, there's a lot of guys have it a lot worse. I'll put it that way. But I guess I'm not above the threshold of where you need to be in order to attract a woman. And what can I say? It sucks. It really sucks. And you know, in my case, like I always say, it's not just my looks. And I actually don't think my looks are even like the main problem. Or I would say my looks are only equally as much the problem as my personality is. Because even how I'm talking right now to the camera, I know that I'm able to, like right now, I'm able to speak as articulately as I possibly can. Like me interacting with someone in real life, I would never sound this articulate. And right now, I probably sound like a babbling moron. But in real life, I would never even come close to achieving this level of articulation. The amount of charisma that I'm putting off right now, that's my max by far. And the reality of what it's like to anybody that encounters me in real life, you know, for one thing, I'm naturally using like hand gestures right now. In real life, I'm so like, it's like I forget like what is the normal way to move your arms. And I'm just like, you know, arms straight by my side, all stiff. And I just, I hate thinking about this shit, but it's like my brain forces me to think about it. But whatever, you know. In person, I'm so shy. I start sweating. I can't, you know, here, it's part of what makes it, you know, like I say, I have a master's degree in computer science. I should be able to get a job, right? I should be able to get a job. The reason I think that I'm really, you know, because my resume is not bad. I have personal projects on my resume and everything. And over the years, I have had like, I think like 2 phone interviews, phone screens, whatever you want to call it. And I've talked a little bit about this in other videos, but I am, if I was able to put my true self out there, when I talk to someone in person, or, you know, and talking to someone in a phone interview or like a Zoom call or whatever, that's even worse, actually, for whatever reason. I don't know. But if I was able to talk to people in my regular life in the same way I'm able to talk to the camera, you know, I'm not even well-spoken or charismatic here. Not really, you know, I'm probably maybe about average, I don't know. But if I was able to act like that in real life or, you know, in a job interview, I probably would be able to get a job. Because I have the qualifications, I have a resume that is good enough, I think. But I'm not able to do that because of my crippling social anxiety, my high inhibition, as some would say. And, you know, when I sat down in this chair to talk about this, you know, I had no intention of even talking about my struggles with finding a job, but, you know, this is supposed to be a video about how I've never had a girlfriend and I'm 36 years old. But it's all related because it's all the same thing. My personality sucks, or at least the personality that I'm actually able to present to people in the real world sucks. Nobody would even want to be my friend, you know? I wouldn't even be able to get another dude to be friends with me because I'm that... I know I come off, anytime I am able to speak my mind, I come off as abrasive. I speak very monotone. I do weird stuff with my body. Like I say, I forget how I'm supposed to move my hands. This is how bad my social anxiety is. And most of you, you know, it's so bad, most of you are probably not even going to be able to understand what I'm saying, and it's probably going to sound like I'm just saying a bunch of bullshit, but this is how bad my social anxiety is. I was sitting in class once in high school, and I needed to cough, like my throat, you know, I could feel that I needed to cough, right? Or I needed to clear my throat. It's probably a better way to say it. But either way, point is, I couldn't remember how to clear my throat. Like, I couldn't remember how to, like, physically, I couldn't do it. So I was sitting there with, like, a scratchy throat, like, having a miniature internal panic attack about it. Like, I need to clear my throat. This is just very uncomfortable. And yeah, eventually I just kind of did a cough, kind of. It even came out kind of weird. But like I say, I know probably very, very few of you will be able to relate to that at all whatsoever. Because, I mean, how would you? How would you be able to? Because I already know, I feel like I'm, like, sure, I know that, like, there probably are other people out there that have very similar thoughts to what I have, but... You know, the portion of the population that has anything in common with me, like with my, like, thought processes and stuff, it's got to be so small. You know, I'm like a very strange person. And it doesn't matter anyways, because I'm not able to present myself in person as I truly am on the inside. But even if I was able to do that, I don't think I would be able to My inner thoughts, my beliefs, my views on the world are very much not attractive to women. Physically, I'm not attractive. I'm 36 years old and it shows. Obviously, I'm wearing a mask and a big hat, you know. You can't really tell exactly what I look like. My images of my actual face have been leaked. It's out there. If you really want, go find it. I'm not going to make it easy for you, but, you know, whatever. I'm bald. I have a very small head. Like, the circumference of my cranium is small, bottom 3 percentile for adult males. So, bottom 3 percentile for adult males. That is the actual circumference of my skull. You know, I'm a fucking pinhead. Physically, mentally, emotionally, personality-wise, also a fucking pinhead, I guess, based on the feedback I receive in the real world. I would love just to... You know, it's too late for me. I'm pretty sure it is. I don't think, you know, I'm 36. That's about half my life, right? So if I'm lucky, and I'm not getting any better looking, like I say, I've been unemployed for a while. And the job market's not getting any better. And my prospects aren't getting any better. So, I don't think I'm ever going to have a girlfriend. I'm never going to find love. You know, people say, there's somebody out there for everybody. You know, everybody's got a soulmate or whatever. Well, I don't. And I know I'm not alone in this. I'm not at all alone. There's a lot of men in my same position. And it sucks. It's an absolutely brutal, tragic reality to be living life like this. Because I don't know if I mentioned this yet, but I live with my parents, or I live with my mom. My parents are divorced. Used to live with my dad, now I live with my mom. It's, my family situation's weird. Oh yeah, and, you know, I'm basically raising a baby as the baby's father. He's like my second cousin, I guess. He's my cousin's baby. And yeah, basically, I'm pretty much acting as the father to a child. And I've never had sex with a woman in my life. But I do have to take care of a baby. And look, I love that baby more than anything, but how the fuck I'm supposed to be taking care of a baby? I'm that responsibility was pretty much thrust upon me. And I've never It's a lot of work, you know. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work raising a baby. And he's going to grow up, and I'm probably still going to have to raise him for the next 17 years at least. And I will do that for him because I care about him. But I'm just saying, you know, the vast majority of men in this world that raise a baby actually got to fuck the baby's mother. And I didn't. Obviously, in this case, I wouldn't want to because that's my cousin, but I'm saying, you know, I think you get what I'm saying. So I spend my days, I wake up early in the morning, and you know, it just depends. There's no set time. Whenever he wakes up, that's when I got to get up. So a lot of times that's 6:30 a.m. in the morning. And, you know, I don't even have a job, but I have to get up early. And I basically am working all day. I wake up early, I feed him, change his diapers, I play with him all day, I read to him, I read at least a dozen baby books, board books per day, at least a dozen. A lot of times the same books over and over and over again. I mean, I have so many of these, like The Very Hungry Caterpillar. I could probably sit here and like just recite the entire book just off the top of my head. Because I just read it constantly. And I've never got any pussy ever. How is that fair? God is not real. First of all, I'll just throw that out there because he fucking hates me. Or maybe, you know, maybe in my past life, I was evil or something. I don't know what a person could do to deserve the life I'm living right now. And again, just to be perfectly clear, I love this baby with all of my heart, and there's nothing that's gonna, you know, if my cousin suddenly showed up and she tried to take custody of him back, I would fight tooth and nail to not allow that to happen, because he's better off with me. And my mother, she's like actually the legal guardian. My mom is. But I'm just saying, you know, I would not give him up for anything. But you're not supposed to have to be looking after a baby full time like this without getting pussy first. It's not even the social contract. It's the fucking natural it's the natural way. So I'm living in this completely abstract, fucked up modern society. I'll just say it, it's a gynocentric society. And it's absurd. And for a lot of people, for most people, you know, anybody, no matter how normal the life you're living is, anybody can recognize we live in an absurd timeline. Like the societies we live in, it is absurd. It's ridiculous. It's very abstract. You know, just the types of jobs that people do, like human resources jobs, just it's abstract. It's weird. It's absurd. But for most people, it's like not that bad because, you know, at least maybe you like you have some people that love you that aside from your parents, you know. You might get to fuck sometimes, but I don't have that. I don't have that, and I'm never going to. And you know, the thing that I think I mentioned this early on in the video, I had a couple of opportunities with a woman somewhat recently, and the opportunity was there right in my face, and I blew it. I blew it. It was my fault that it didn't happen when it should have. So, and you might be thinking, you know, if you had that opportunity once recently, maybe surely you can get that opportunity again. But it's like, no, I really can't. That was a like once in a lifetime fluke of a situation that is absolutely never going to happen again. It was just all the stars aligned perfectly. And it's not going to happen again. And, you know, ultimately, whatever. This woman was really not that. I don't want to say anything bad about her, so whatever. At this point, you know, by the time you're in your late 20s, even, it's pretty much over. It's pretty much over for you. And it's really not about sex. Like, that's a nice bonus of what you get, right? Of what most people have. I actually, like any person, any man, I need romantic connection with a woman to, it's like you're not a complete person if you don't have that. And I think that's actually a pretty succinct way to describe it. I am not a complete person because I've never had a woman care about me in that way. So it's like I don't know. I mean, I'm not a complete person. I don't have the full range, not even close to the full range of human experience that virtually every human on this planet gets to have or is supposed to get to have at some point in their life. And of course, in this abstract, fucked up world we live in today, there's a lot of men that are in my situation. I know this isn't unique, but most people don't have to live like this. And throughout the course of human history, I think the vast majority of people that have lived, they didn't live like this. And I know this is it's kind of an old meme at this point, but it really is true that every single one of my ancestors, all of my male ancestors, dating back to the history of, you know, prehistoric times, they all fucked. And they probably all fucked a lot. And they all had probably, I can't say for sure that they all had romantic love, but they probably did. And it's like, we get to this point with me, and it just stops here, I guess. It stops here with me when at the point where there's the most women in the world. You know what I mean? Like, the chances should be, it should be that the chances have never been greater for someone in my lineage to fuck. But that's how much of a failure I am, I guess. So, I don't know. You know, I'm 36 years old. I'm not getting any younger. I'm not, my chances aren't improving. I'm not going to be getting any more opportunities. And if I did, you know, like I say, I've had opportunities in the past and I blew it every single time. So I think if I got more opportunities now, I would just blow it again. And, you know, if I did get any opportunities, and fuck, she's not going to see this. Even when I had an opportunity recently, it was like, you know, not, the quality of woman that I would have an opportunity with is like, at best, on my same level of attractiveness. Like, how attractive I am to women, I really, there's no way I would ever have an opportunity with a woman that is even as attractive to me as I am attractive to the average woman. Okay? And that is not good. And yeah, the woman I had an opportunity with somewhat recently was, that was pretty much the case, you know? You know, who am I kidding though? Because it's, I would take that over this, you know? I would, if she came back into my life, I would probably just completely simp for her, honestly. And I can tell myself all I want that I would never, I would never do that. I would never simp. I wouldn't let a bitch walk all over me. But I probably would, because when, look, when you get to be my age, especially, and maybe this is even, you know, kind of, this is part of it, you know. I'm 36 years old. Never had a girlfriend. Never kissed. Never made out. Never had romantic love. I'm a fucking loser. Aside from that, I'm a fucking loser. Because I'm unemployed and I haven't had a job in a long time. So, you know, I don't have any prospects, employment wise or romantic wise. And, I've seen other videos like this on YouTube, and a lot of times, there will be a lot of ladies in the comments want to give leave some nice comments like, you're not even that bad looking. You could, you know. So if there are any ladies watching this right now, listening to this, watching this, and you're thinking, maybe you looked up my leaked face photos, and you're thinking, hey, he's not that bad looking, you know, and you want to leave a comment, a nice sweet comment, like, you just, whatever you want to say, save that, okay? My email address is on my channel about section or whatever, okay? Ladies, if you're watching this, you want to leave a nice supportive comment, don't do that. Instead of leaving that comment, go to my email and send me, put your money where your mouth is. And I'm not talking about money. Put your honey where your mouth is, okay? You know, because you leave that kind of comment because you want to feel good about yourself. You want to feel like you're doing a good thing, but you're not. You're just talking some bullshit, and it's not altruistic. You're doing it for yourself. If you wanted to help me, if you really thought that I seem like I'm an okay guy, or that I don't know why you would think that. You're kidding yourself to begin with if you even think that after everything I've said. But there's really no solution for, not just for me, but any man in this position. There's not really any good solution. Nobody's offering any kind of solution. You know, you see these red pill gurus and pickup artists online. Everything they say is fucking retarded. You hear the blue pill normie advice, you know, just put yourself out there. Go to meetups, join group activities or whatever. No, that's useless. And to top it all off, my dream, the one thing I've ever had a little bit of success at, I feel like, is here on YouTube with this channel. And I had an older channel a while back that was roughly similar in success to this channel. But even that, you know, as it's going right now, it's views are down across the board. Like, it's not good. It's not looking good. And I don't think this channel will ever recover. So I don't even know why I do this anymore. But, you know, at this point, I pretty much just don't care because, you know, I'm a very private person in general. And the thing is, I know that my mom found my channel, which is like a nightmare. But I'm still making videos because, and now a video with me on camera, even knowing my mom, there's a good chance she'll see this. And by the way, mom, if you are watching, fuck you. Please turn it off. Respect my privacy. But you know, I know I'm just like, that's like talking to a brick wall when I say that, because I've said it so many times, if she's already watching at this point, you know, whatever. But also, I guess I'm kind of past the point of caring. Because I already know it's never going to get better for me. And I don't care anymore. I just want to fuck a woman one time. And not a prostitute. She has to want to do it. That's part of it. That's the most important part of it. fuck, my mom's here. I got to stop.